Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again, and welcome to this holy half hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. And a very special welcome to any fathers who might be tuning in tonight. Happy Father's Day. I hope you're really milking the moment and enjoying all the appreciation and recognition which you deserve. Enjoy it now, because it's 365 days till the next time. Oh, how cynical. No, I'm sure you are very much appreciated all year round. It's just that they might not say so quite so clearly as today on Father's Day. So here is a song appropriate to the occasion. It's the sort of question that only children can ask their dads. In this case, it was a blind child, and she wanted to know, "What colour is the wind, Daddy?" Dads have to know everything, don't they?
What colour is the wind, Daddy? Is it yellow, red or blue? When he's playing with my hair, Daddy, does he do the same to you? When he's dying, does his color fade? Is it gentle breeze, a lighter shade? Just like his friend, the sea, wind feels blue to me. When the blackbird starts to sing, Daddy, do the flowers hear him too? When he's pouring out his heart, Daddy, tell me, what do roses do? Do they cast their scent upon the air, and this fragrance just a rose in prayer, giving thanks to God above for the blackbird's song of love? Wild and free, my daddy says, you're a lot like me. I know each color, its shape and size. I've seen them all with my dad. Eyes. I know that grass is green, Daddy. I've touched it with my toes. And snow is purest white, Daddy. I've felt it with my nose. But my favorite color has to be the color of your love for me. And Daddy, I've been told that love is always gold. Blow, wind, blow, wild and free. My daddy says you're a lot like me. My daddy says you're a lot like me. What color is the wind?
Dads are expected to know everything, even the colour of the wind. Mind you, that phase doesn't last forever. It starts, "My dad knows everything." It soon becomes, "My dad knows nothing." But hopefully it ends with, "My dad knew more than I realised he did." In a similar way, the stages of dad's life can be characterised as, you believe in Santa, you don't believe in Santa, you play Santa, then you look like Santa. Dads have a great line in patter. For instance, if you fall off that wall and break your legs, don't come running to me. How many trillions of times have I told you not to exaggerate? Do you want a good hiding? Well, I mean, what are you supposed to say? Yes, please. Dads can be ventriloquists talking through gritted teeth. You get inside. Dads can suffer amnesia. Don't you know who I am? By the way, where exactly is Kingdom Come? I was always going to be going there. Dads are such a big influence on our lives. They teach us to walk, they teach us to talk, and then the very next thing is they teach us to sit down and shut up. Still, we love them, and we learn such a lot from them. I like the story of the father and son who went to the zoo one day. Dad, why is a kangaroo called a kangaroo? Oh, I don't know, son. Dad, why is an elephant called an elephant? Sorry, son, you've got me there. Dad, why is a hippopotamus called a hippopotamus? Oh, I'm very sorry, son, I've no idea. Dad, do you mind me asking you all these questions? Oh, no, son, if you don't ask questions, how will you ever learn? Here's another song about dads, this time about their rightful place in the home.
On the day before my wedding, just a few short years ago, my dad sat down and told me, son, there's some things you've got to know. I'm gonna tell you a little story all about my wedding night. If you'll handle things the way I did, everything will work out right. Now your mom and I went to our suite, and when the luggage boy had gone, handed her my pants and I said, honey, try these on. And she tried but said, I can't wear these. I said, you've got that right. I wear the pants and don't forget what you just learned tonight. So I took my dad's advice and did just like he said to do. And then my wife gave me her pants and said, now you try too. I said, I can't get into these. She said, you got that right. And you never will get in my pants till you learn to treat me right. Now my mind's not lightning fast, but all at once I had a hunch that in this particular area, Dad might be out to lunch. So I told my wife, I've been set up, I was blind, but now I see. And if nobody wears the pants, that'll be just fine with me. Well, Dad's got an apartment now. I guess Mom had enough. After all those years of knuckling down, she finally called his bluff. But as for us, we're really happy though, 'cause we don't play those games. I love my wife and she loves me, 'cause we both love the same. I love my wife and she loves me, and we both love the same.
That was Don Francisco singing Pants. That's American for trousers. When I was in Brazil, I discovered that the Brazilians all seemed to think that every Scotsman wore a dress, as they called it. Of course, they meant a kilt. They said to me, "Do all Scotsmen wear dresses?" "No," I said, "it's worse than that. All the women wear the trousers." "No, that's not true, is it?" To be fair to dads, it's not easy being a dad. You spend the first 15 years trying to convey, "You're a big boy now, son. You're a big girl now, dear." And then you spend the next 15 years trying to come to terms with the reality that your boy or girl really is a big boy and girl now. You just get used to having them around the house when the inevitable moment comes for them to leave the nest. Here's Charlie Lansborough singing again a father's song all about this.
Just recently I was talking to our Jamie and I said to him, "Do you know, if I were you, James, I'd consider emigrating to Australia. I think there's more prospects for you with your talents there at present than there are here." Thelma was horrified. "Don't be telling him that," she said. And although I too would be devastated to think of him, Louise and little Jacob on the other side of the world, I was trying to think unselfishly, and that perhaps he would have better opportunities in a young Australia. This song is a father saying to his son or his daughter, "Listen, I understand you've got to go. Go with my blessing. But always remember that wherever you are, I love you."
You're going soon. You're leaving me. There's a world out there that you have to see. So many things too good to miss. But when you're gone, always remember this. Whatever the time, whatever the place, whether there's tears in your eyes or a smile on your face, I'll still be here as you follow your stars. But wherever you are, I'll be loving you. I can't make you stay. I know you must be on your way. Can't keep against your will. You need to see what lies beyond the hill. You're free to go. Have no regrets. So fly away. But don't forget, whatever the time, whatever the place, whether there's tears in your eyes or a smile on your face, I'll still be here as you follow your stars. But wherever you are, I'll be loving you. Wherever you are, I'll be loving you.
It's bad enough when the family want to fly the nest to faraway places, like emigrating to Australia. But what if Dad has to watch his children suffering ill health, or being hurt by other people, or even die? Here is a song from the musical Les Miserables, in which Valjean prays to God for the safe return of Marius, who is not actually his son, but upon whom he looks as his son. You could call this the stepdad song. Adoptive parents have paternal feelings too, you know. Have you ever thought about the fact that you cannot be a dad without having a child? Dad is a relational term. Dads and children go together like two halves of a scissors. Things are just not right unless they go together. And yet, how often many things in life conspire to keep fathers and children apart. Everyone can be so busy trying to get a life that they can miss the life that they already have in one another. Here's a poignant reminder to make time and space for each other. This is The Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad, you know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, you know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And
and the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. The little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. The cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
So how are you standing the emotional bombardment tonight? Have you a tear in the eye yet? Have you got a box of tissues nearby? It's important, I think, to play these tracks because they're potentially life-changing and life-saving. Whether you're a dad or a son or a daughter, they remind us of the importance of working at relationships. In the living years, as Mike and the Mechanics will say.
Every generation blames the one before. All of their frustration come beating on your door. I know that I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I wish I could have told him in the living years. Oh, crumpled bits of paper filled with imperfect thoughts, still to conversation. I'm afraid that's all we've got. You say you just don't see it. You said it's perfect sense. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense.
Say it loud.
Say it
loud.
Say it clear.
Oh, say it clear. As well as you hear,
it's too late.
It's too late
when we die.
Oh, when we die,
we
and the past. We only sacrifice the future. It's the bitterness that lasts. Don't yield to the fortune. You sometimes see as fate. May have a new perspective on a different day. If you don't give up and don't give in, you may just be okay. Say it, say it, say it loud.
Say it.
One more, say it clear. As well as you hear. Because it's too late. It's too late. Oh, when we die, we don't see eye to eye. I wasn't there that morning when my father passed away. Get to tell him all the things I had to say, but I think I caught his spirit later that same year. I'm sure I heard his echo in my baby's newborn tears. I wish I could have told him in the living years. Say it, say it, say it loud.
It's a very poignant reminder of the importance of keeping our relationships healthy by working at them. I must confess that I'm not as eloquent as I should be about telling my dad how much I love him. So may I take this opportunity right now to publicly pay tribute to my dad. Dad, I would like to thank you for conceiving me, for giving me access to planet Earth, for giving me the gift of life, for nurturing me, feeding, clothing, and generally providing for me, for teaching me, comforting and challenging me, for reading me Bible stories, for giving me family worship at home, for taking me to Sunday school and church, for introducing me to Jesus. Thank you for teaching me about football, golf, school subjects, and life. Thank you for encouraging me to leave the nest and go to university, then to travel the world. Thank you for helping me at every stage to become a minister and for being the minister's minister all my life. Thank you for being the minister who baptized me and married me, who spoke at my ordination and at all four of my inductions to churches. Thanks for being my teacher, counselor, role model, all summed up when I say thank you for being my dad. You can pick your friends, but not your family. But if I could pick my family, I would, with hindsight, pick my dad. Not forgetting my mum too, of course. Anyway, our time is nearly up again, so let's finish with the loftiest thought I can think of to do with Father's Day. The amazing fact that Almighty God likes to describe and define himself as our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father, in fact. That's an amazing thought. Millions of people cannot take that in. Even those who say they believe it find it hard to get their hearts and minds around that idea. The Bible goes even further and says that we should think of God as Abba, Father. Abba, as the word sounds, is the word that the baby Jesus would have uttered as his first words. It's the equivalent of the English word daddy or dada. God wants to have such an intimate relationship with us that we can call him Abba, daddy. Wow! So happy Father's Day. Tune in again next week for another Holy Half Hour on 3TFM, your local radio station.
Aside.